Day 66, or March the 7th. Now a new generation of leaders is needed. Our thoughts today are taken from Joshua chapter 24, verse 29. After these things, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. The covenant renewal is confirmed before Joshua dies, and with him the whole generation who left Egypt with Moses have passed away. Amongst his last duties is a challenge to the tribes to be God's faithful people. He also gives them a brief walkthrough of the story so far, back to Abraham. The people also witnessed the keeping of the promise made by their ancestors to bury Joseph, whose body they had brought with them when they left Egypt. It's been over 400 years since Joseph died, but at last he is given a resting place in the land where he lived with his father Jacob and his brothers, who were now represented by the tribes made up of their descendants. In addition to Joshua, Eleazar the priest died too, so the slate was totally clear, and the land was all ready to become the homeland of the Israelites. And now today's action step. Even today, to live to the age of 110 is unusual, so in the days of Joshua, for him to reach that age was truly remarkable. He had served the Lord faithfully, and many would forever recall his final challenge to them. Choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. The final chapter of Joshua is laced throughout with the word serve, underlining the whole ministry of Joshua. Centuries later, Jesus would tell his disciples that he came to serve, not to be served. In Joshua, we have a great example, but in Jesus, we have the perfect example. Serving does not come natural to most people, but with the help of the servant king, you and I can do it as we follow him today.